Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What? What?
What's going on?
What do we say here?
You mean three people who aren't experts on any infectious diseases?
Yeah, during a pandemic, during a time in history where we have nothing to look back on and take for example, nothing, no one knows where this is going. Even like the really smart people are like, this, I mean, it wasn't until Friday that I went shopping that I even thought that this was a real thing, but now I do.
I was unable to get milk this weekend, so that definitely is starting to hit home.
It's insane to me because I you guys know this, I'm young enough to where there's nothing that I can compare this to.
What, nobody can. People that are 80, 100 years old can't compare it to anything. I mean, we've been trying to because we thought that we could compare it to like SARS and Spanish flu.
Y2K, like I'm just saying like national events that kind of seemed like everyone prepped really intensely for, and then it didn't happen. But right. This is actually happening.
Right.
And no one knows what to do.
Right. And we have a job to talk through these microphones to Kansas City. Like, what info do we pass on? And what do we not pass on? What are we doing?
How do we figure out what's the truth, what's been fabricated, what's false?
Right, because a lot of people in Kansas City are listening right now, and they'll be listening until this thing goes away. Mm-hmm. Hopefully way past that to us, because we love you. But, like, people are looking at us to be something, to do something, and I don't want to feed them BS. Mm-hmm. I don't want to feed them information that I don't know, but nobody knows anything.
Right, and that's the thing. Because we don't know, because no one knows the information, there's nothing that we can pass along. And it's easy enough for us to say, oh, we're just going to stay positive and we're going to try and make people feel good about the fact that this is all going on. But how do you do that when you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or a week from now or even a month from now?
Right. And it looks that far in advance. There's nothing. You know, the thing about our show is that we, for the most part, have always been the place to go to ignore everything else, you know, but that's politics.
Right.
That's like Trump grabbing some stuff. That's like, I don't know, that's like a college admission scandal. That's all that stuff that nobody can look past. But this isn't something that we can just gloss over.
No, you can't not address it. It's impossible. It's everywhere.
It's real, and it could kill people.
Right, with those other things, it's sometimes like, oh, you know, the everyday person, it's not really affecting them. So we don't really worry about it.
Yeah.
This is everybody. This is every single person in the city is directly affected by this.
Chris, what are you thinking?
I don't want to incite any sort of panic, because that's definitely not the way, but we have to take precautions. We have to take this seriously enough where even this, if this turns out to be nothing, I don't want to have any behavior that can contribute to it.
Right. 3 hours is a very long time for a radio show when you have no idea what you're about to talk about.
Jordan Silver and Friends, 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
I feel like Social D is going to get a lot of play on radio stations. Because I just wrote out social distancing, but then I wrote it as Social D for short, and I was like, okay, there we go. That's that.
There we go.
Social D, social distancing. So, guys, Chris, when did this we were talking about this on Friday. Obviously, the three of us were here. And, you know, we took it seriously, but not, like, super seriously. You said something about there being toilet paper, blah, blah, blah. Then I go to the grocery store like I do every Friday. And it looked like the end of the world.
They didn't have any.
They didn't have any toilet paper. People were buying out all the food. It was insane. That's when this started to become real for me. But as far as you and you having a kid, like, what do you, a newborn?
I went to Costco yesterday to get some milk, and they were out of milk. So I had to go to two other stores to find the milk that I had. And normally I'm the kind of person that would just completely blow by this because it wouldn't affect me really. But now that I have a 5-month-old baby, anything I can do to prevent any sort of incident, I will absolutely take any precaution and extra precaution I can for this. Because I can't even, I don't want to risk anything.
You're going to have to start washing your clothes more than you have been.
Yeah, I'll have to do that. But the thought of, it definitely hit me thinking when you just go to the store, you just go get what you want. The fact that three stores didn't have it, it just started, it hit closer to home.
I had people laughing at me when I called to ask if they had toilet paper. I made probably 50 frantic calls to every kind of place on Friday that could have had toilet paper, and they didn't. And I have a friend that works at Hy-Vee and said that, I believe it was Saturday, I don't know this for sure, I didn't see it happen, but that their toilet paper supply was being escorted in by police.
What?
Yes.
My, I just don't get it.
When, I mean, you know that it's real, right, Dustin? You're the youngest one.
I completely get that it's real. It's very real because I think my generation, obviously being 22, like my generation is the one you see on social media right now that's kind of still not taking it as serious as they should. You know, plane tickets are cheap, yada, yada, yada. Go travel. Live it up while you can. It wasn't real to me until I went to the grocery store. Okay, I kind of get it because I've heard the stories about people prepping for the end of the world and then it not happening. It wasn't real until my buddy, who's in the Peace Corps, gave me a call yesterday, and he said, hey, I'm probably getting shipped back home. I'm going to need a place to stay. And I said,
are you serious?
Wait a minute. They're just going to ship. And he said, all of us are. The entire
they're bringing everyone back?
25,000 volunteers
what?
From all over the world, globally, are being shipped home from the Peace Corps because of this. At that point, I was like, okay, S is real. It is time to start kind of getting everything in line. We need to figure out what we're going to do. Because that's insane. I mean, logistically speaking, you have to find 25,000 volunteers and get them plane rides back to the States from everywhere.
Music. World. Local. An unofficial holiday. Digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and Friends.
School's out for most, but not for you, bus family. Sorry. We've got a whole radio and all the airwaves in between us. So you are still going to get your history lesson about what happened on this day in history from Professor
Minders?
Do you want to be Professor Minders?
Yeah!
Let's do it!
Hell yeah!
All right, tell us what's going on, Professor M.
On this day in 2016, First Lady Michelle Obama delivers the keynote address at South by Southwest Festival. And here's her after she asked why, what she'll miss the most about being First Lady.
The young people, you're going to make me cry, that I interact with every day. The young people in this country keep me inspired because I see myself in them.
Remember when they thought that she was going to run for president?
I heard there's still rumors of that.
I don't think she has any chance right now.
It's a little late. She's a little late to the game now.
Yeah.
Maybe she'll be Biden's running mate.
Hey! Whoa!
On this day in 1999, after a 2-year hiatus, the Stone Temple Pilots play at the Viper Room.
That band always breaking up and getting back together.
And I had to double-check this to make sure it wasn't 1895, but on this day in 1995, Mississippi finally ratifies the 13th Amendment. You know, the one banning slavery?
So when did that originally get ratified?
1865.
Okay, so they were a little late to the game. Missed it by that much.
They were as late to the game about this as I was to toilet paper on Friday. But, of course, it became a federal national thing before the state was just like, they could not have slaves in 1994 and earlier in Mississippi.
On this day in 1994, Tanya Harding pleads guilty for being involved with the Nancy Kerrigan knee bashing. Here's her apologizing.
I had no prior knowledge of the planned assault on Nancy Kerrigan. I am responsible, however, for failing to report things I learned about the assault when I returned home from Nationals.
What'd she get for that? Did she have to serve any time or anything like that?
$1,000 fine and also banned from figure skating for life.
That's why she had to participate in the celebrity boxing match in 2002.
Yeah, still can't do. Could you imagine being banned from what you love to do for life?
Hey, Pete Rose, baseball. Can't be in the Baseball Hall of Fame because you bet on games.
You got to do something bad first. You're right.
On this day in 1993, in France, ostrich meat is officially declared fit for human consumption.
I did a little search.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it tastes similar to prime beef.
Would you try it?
Nope. Would you?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not adventurous at all.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not adventurous at all when it comes to food.
She eats her steaks well done. She's
yes.
not going to try ostrich meat.
That's true.
I lived in a place called Koreatown in Los Angeles for a little bit, and I wouldn't eat anywhere in there because I'm not adventurous. I need my, burger and chicken and salad, and that's it. I'm the worst. I'm the worst.
I mean, I've never been accused of being an adventurous eater either, but you've got to open up a little bit, Jordan.
No. I mean, I might have to now. Ostrich meat might be all we have left.
On this day in 1991, seven members of Reba McEntire's band are killed in a plane crash, and here's her describing how she felt.
It crushed me, made me realize how precious life is, and all I could think of was their mothers. I just couldn't fathom how they were going to go on.
I know you're a Reba fan. That's why I put that
in. Huge Reba fan. Broke my heart that day. On this day in 1968, Robert F. Kennedy announces his presidential campaign. Here it is.
I am announcing today my candidacy for the presidency of the United States. I run because I am convinced that this country is on a perilous course and because I have such strong feelings about what must be done, and I feel that I'm obliged to do all that I can.
Name of the person that assassinated him.
Is it like starts with an S?
Yes.
Sarasota?
Sirhan.
Sarasota.
I was close with an S.
You were,
that's something.
Well,
right?
Whatever the hell. You just sucked all time either in or out when you were going on the radio for 5 minutes.
Well, also on this day in 1968, GM produces its 100 millionth vehicle, the Oldsmobile Tornado. A little ad for it.
The sound of America's most advanced automobile. An automobile that rides and drives like no other. Looks like no other. The Toronado by Oldsmobile.
We had one of those growing up.
What is it? I've got to Google this. I've never heard of this car.
It just was a giant piece of metal. It was more metal than most metal bands. It was just, I remember the doors being real heavy when they would shut and just, oh. I'm surprised any of these things would even get crunched in one of those car compactors. Right. Just because it was just heavy.
Just one solid piece of metal.
Do you know what year it was?
This was the 80s, so I have no idea what year it was.
Oh. I was going to say, were you there when your parents bought it new in 68?
Continue with this day in history, Christopher.
All right. On this day in 1948, Billie Holiday is released from prison early for her good behavior.
I didn't know that she was addicted to drugs.
Oh, yeah, that's how she died.
Heroin.
Yep.
Hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug.
On this day in 1883, Susan Hayhurst becomes the first woman to graduate from pharmacy college.
Good for you, Susan. 1883.
Wow, we still couldn't vote for 40-something years. But she could fix all the men's problems. All right, I'm going to stop.
On this day in 1830, the New York Stock Exchange had the slowest day ever with only 31 shares traded.
There's an average of 6 billion traded per day today. But again, this is 1830. We got the internet, like, big difference. I don't even know how they traded stock back in the day. They put it, like, on a horse.
On paper, how do they do that?
Right, they put it on a horse and they send it to somebody's farm or something? I don't even know. 1830. Damn. No. How old is it? I don't know. Okay, Christopher, let's find the bright side of something today. Okay. Can you tell us about the unofficial holidays?
It is no selfie day. So for 24 hours, you're not supposed to take a selfie at all.
Can't do it. Social distancing, being at home, that's all I got, man.
That's all the people have.
Yeah. Okay, so
try one. Include someone else, maybe, so it's not a selfie.
There you go.
But then we're not social distancing.
I know. That's the problem with social distancing. It would be so much better if there was no Facebook. Because you know the people that are updating you every second with their social quarantining and everything, their self-quarantining, are all the people that you don't want to read all these messages from at all.
It's also Freedom of Information Day, which is James Madison's birthday. He declared that every person has the right to get information from the federal agency.
Hmm. Okay. Stay informed, people.
Right.
My conspiracy theory brain just went, ding! But I'll leave that to myself. I'm sure yours did too, Chris.
Oh, yeah. It's also Everything You Do Is Right Day. And one way you can celebrate, you can turn over a new leaf. So you can go outside, find a leaf, and turn it over.
That's not what they mean, but I'll take that today.
You never know when that info will come in handy. Like maybe for your pub quiz night. That was On This Day in History with Jordan Silver and friends on the bus.
Have either of you, Dustin or Chris, gone out to eat since this past weekend? During this past weekend?
I can't. I did.
I did too.
Little weird.
Yes, things are very, very different.
Why?
They've switched cups for paper cups.
Yep.
And solo cups and stuff. It's any kind of cup that they can throw out rather than rinse and then wash again.
They're giving you paper cups instead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Wiping down counters a lot. Condiments are now in packages. That's it.
Oh, yeah. They don't put any of it on the table anymore.
Nope.
Like I was,
really?
Yes. I think it was last night. Yeah, last night. Where's the salt and pepper? They said, oh, we'll have to get it for you.
Yeah.
And then they bring it to you.
Did they throw it away when they're done?
They didn't, not at this place, no. But they took all their menus. They do specials on a piece of paper. They started laminating those and then spraying them and wiping them down every single time.
Yep. We'll touch them. Silverware is wrapped everywhere that I've been. I've been only to a couple places. Napkins have all been packaged, like in like a little plastic bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they've been giving them out on the table so that nobody is touching what is then touching your mouth.
Mm-hmm. Are they encouraging cashless tips?
We need to be giving tips at all because we need to stimulate the economy somehow because this is about to be really, 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 really bad. But there is one good thing that has come from coronavirus.
And that is?
This is the first time in the 800 years that I have been alive and my 40 lifetimes that I have lived before that I have finally learned how to accurately spell restaurant.
Finally.
R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T. That's the restaurant!
Is it that hard?
No, are you kidding me? That's like the hardest
word.
This has
been a thing for a while.
It's like the most uncommon. This is a word that nobody can spell.
What's the season? It's the A-U or the U-A.
Ah, shut your stupid mouth.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
All right, Professor Minders, scare the hell out of us.
Well, the first news story won't scare you.
Okay.
REM's It's the End of the World and We Know It has re-entered the charts.
That's not scary?
Is it?
A little bit, yeah. A little bit.
It's currently at 65. It's growing, it's growing over the global concern over the coronavirus outbreak.
All right.
Think it'll hit number one again?
Oh, I hope so.
That's what's going to really scare me. REM.
That's what I'll do.
At the top of the charts in 2020.
And Post Malone has been harshly criticized for allowing his concert to go on as planned. The Pepsi Arena in Denver was packed. People on Twitter were not happy, calling him out and saying he is directly responsible for any illnesses that occur as a result.
That sounds exactly like people on Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah. Mayor Lucas announced on Twitter that he is suspending all gatherings of 50 or more people in Kansas City for the next 8 weeks, which is 2 months.
Isn't that insane?
I didn't know that second part.
Yeah.
8 weeks. But that does not tie over into educational institutes. I got excited. I was like, hey, man, that's 2 months off of school. Sweet. Nope. Not educational institutes.
Yikes. And also, Starbucks will be temporarily changing their restaurants to a Starbucks stores to a to-go model, pausing the use of all seating, including both the cafe and patio areas.
Right. So you can just take it and go. Take it and go. Take
Get
it and go. Hopefully they're hiring someone to just wash down the doors every time somebody goes in and goes out, right? No, yes, no.
Yeah, they're going to have a barista just spraying people with Lysol as they enter.
What if they walk in?
I'll take the Lysol latte, please.
And then finally, the Johnson County Libraries. They have 38,000 people go through them a week.
Well, that's more than I thought.
They're closing until March 31st. All public libraries in Johnson County.
Oh. It's getting real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought libraries would be the one, you know, kind of safe place.
Mm-hmm.
No. And then Evergy is suspending disconnections for non-payment starting immediately. This applies to all home and businesses, but there's no word that the fines for late payment will remain.
Mm.
I hope not.
We can only see. Right?
I mean, No one knows what's going on.
It's great that they're not shutting stuff off for people.
Yeah, but
for now.
If you got a $500 late fee in 2 months, what are you going to do?
No, we don't have any answers!
No,
no answers, but you have sports news?
Yeah, it's a
All right,
bit.
Does it.
This is Jordan Silver and Friends Sports with Dustin.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
We can make it a little bit happier, right? We can talk about sports. I mean, it's not great news, but the NFL has agreed the new collective bargaining agreement. The CBA has changed. They're going to have 17 regular season games now in the NFL instead of the regular 16. So more injuries, more players getting hurt, more concussions. So that's, you know, good for the NFL.
For our entertainment.
For our entertainment, right? Yeah, player revenue is going to go up, not by much, but that's a lot of the reason that the players voted on it, because they get paid more, which is nice.
Because they're not getting paid enough.
Yeah, that's the industry.
Exactly.
That's an industry where, man, they are just
barely bringing
it home for their families to eat.
Yeah, now 14 teams make the playoffs, and there's only one bye per conference. Like last year, how the Chiefs got a bye because we were second seed. That won't happen again. We would have played that first week versus the 7-seed Steelers. So, again, more football for more people to get hurt and more entertainment. It's great. But I think the big reason that a lot of players voted for it was because now players will no longer get suspended for positive marijuana tests.
Oh, duh. Duh.
Screw everything else. You're telling me I can smoke weed and you're not going to suspend me.
I love how they wrote that into there. That's how you can get everything done. Like, hey, America, would you like a 50% tax hike, but you won't get in trouble for smoking weed? That's a freaking lootly.
Sounds great. Sounds so good. But you're talking about these late fees. So one way that you can counter these late fees is now by betting on things like the weather.
What?
People have gone to extreme lengths. You can't bet on sports, obviously. So I found a clip of a guy and his mom arguing because he has started betting on the weather.
What are you doing?
Not now, Mom.
What are you doing? You're watching the weather.
I have big money on tonight.
You have big money? You're betting on the weather because you can't bet on sports? I've never seen anything like this in my life. What the hell is wrong with you?
It's plus 500 to rain!
Oh, my
God! Stop! Stop with the damn stop!
Ma! I got 500 on rain!
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Well, the word of the weekend, and going to be for a very long time, is
social distancing.
Yes, it is.
Or business as usual for my family.
Right? I've seen all the memes where people are like, hey, I'm an introvert, so this is nothing. Is anybody like kind of turned on that everybody is going to be doing social distancing now?
One thing that's a little weird about that, though, is that everyone says that. And then this past weekend, all those same people were the ones who were like, man, I wish I could go do something. It's like, why? It's like the parent. When the parent says you can't do it, it makes you want to do it just a little bit more.
That's me.
That's you right now?
That's me. Listen, I can do alone for a minute, but I will go effing crazy if I have to be isolated from people for an extended period of time. I cannot live like that.
But you have to. Like, we got to do this collectively.
Do you know? I'm going to grow a beard and there's going to be like blood all over the walls in my house. You don't know what happens when I am away from people.
It's fine. That's
no,
fine.
It's not.
No one's going to come see it.
I know. That's the worst part. I'm going to be like drawing hieroglyphics in my walls, just like telling things to the future generations because I'm going to go insane if I can't be around people.
We as a group are collectively in this social distancing together. We all have to sit at home alone, Jordan, not just you.
Okay, then your girlfriend can't come. See? Ooh.
Well.
See, do I need my life to be any lonelier than it actually is? Really.
Follow the show. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. Jordan with an I.
But I do understand social distancing. And I understand how it is the only way that we are going to keep ourselves from spreading this bitch even more to more people. I just have to get into, like, the brain, my brain wavelength that I did when I made that 18,000-piece puzzle by myself.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Just get a new one of those.
Ooh.
Get a big puzzle. Get you something to do. Something to keep yourself busy. That way you're not focusing on the fact that you're not allowed to leave your house.
Is social distancing the same as social isolation?
Social distancing, I think it's we're supposed to keep ourselves 6 feet apart from everyone. And in order to do that, people are taking that and going with the social isolation. Just making it easier because if you go out in public and you're not supposed to be 6 feet from someone, I mean, that's useless.
See, logically to me, the thing is, unless everybody's doing that, which they're not gonna,
mm-hmm.
It's like the potholes in our city. You know, like you can be real careful, super, super careful to avoid, but it just takes one and it's obviously going to happen. You know, like it's like washing your hands in the bathroom and then touching the door. Like maybe that's there.
The worst thing, I mean, obviously, statistics, data, all that stuff. The worst thing they said was like, oh, people that are young and healthy with good immune systems, it's not really going to affect you. Worst thing you could have said. Because now every single person my age is like, selfish. Oh, it's fine. We're good. I'm just going to go out and have a good time. We're still going to go to the bars. We're still going to keep places open. Okay, but I understand it's not affecting you, but it's affecting everyone else. So could we just chill out for maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 8 weeks.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
Oh, guys. Jeez. It is. In this studio, we're just like sitting here looking into the air. What is going on?
What do we do?
We have the outside world, which is the Buzz text line. People texting us about their own situations. And their ways that their jobs are helping to protect them or not helping to protect them. This is just so wild. It's so wild. I don't know what to think. I don't know how to lead. How do you lead this?
You got to be prepared for this. But that's the hard thing because, like, you tried to find toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm a little mad at the preppers right now.
Chris, you tried to find milk.
Yeah, how much do we need to prep? We need to prep for what, 4 or 5 days and kind of reevaluate, not 6-7 months, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because the problem is you prepare the way people are preparing right now, but no one else can prepare,
right?
And in 2 or 3 weeks, all of that food you just bought that's going to go bad will not be there for you to go back and get now.
This might be the one thing that Trump has ever said that I agree with. Was stop hoarding.
Yeah.
Stop it. Stop hoarding. But going to the grocery store, you know, I have my 3 or 4 days worth of stuff that I was buying. And in front of me was someone buying an entire household full of stuff for like 6 months. And behind me was somebody doing the same exact thing. And then everybody in line.
I keep hearing reports that all these grocery chains, they've got plenty of inventory in their buildings. There's a 2-3 month supply. There's no shortage. It's just it's difficult to get them to the stores when people buy absolutely everything.
I have something different from that. I was told by my friend who works at Trader Joe's that they're just like empty and that they're not having anything fulfilled. That basically they were told that you get what we give you from the warehouse. That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
This is insane. absolutely insane.
It's insanity caused by us, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's paranoia caused by our own fear of the unknown, not knowing what's going to happen.
Good, though?
How is this good, Chris?
Because it's resetting what we feel is standard for what this world has to offer and realize that not everything is just going to be a positive hunky-dory experience for the rest of our lives.
No, because there's preparing, and then there's doomsday preppers. And that's what I spent the weekend watching, was doomsday preppers. And that's what everyone is acting like right now.
That's what I'm saying.
It is not the end of the world. I mean, you should hear the way some of these people talk on doomsday preppers.
You're right. It's not the end of the world, but the fact that all of our resources of things that we need to survive are starting to get bought out, that's when it starts to become the end of the world. Chris, I know what you're saying. It's definitely like a moral thing, like, hey, life isn't that easy, you know. Mm-hmm. Think about other people and the other things that are going on. I completely agree with you, you know, being on the back end of that, being like a single person who only needs to buy a little bit of stuff. And I showed up to the Hy-Vee in Mission after work on Friday, and I could see people with toilet paper in their carts, like three or four whatever packages mm-hmm. of them. And then when I got there was none, and I was like, I'm literally seeing myself not getting
yes. We had the depression that changed an entire generation to frugality because they experienced what it's like not to have anything.
And then the 50s.
Yeah.
And then credit cards and stuff. So it's always always like a wave like that. But yeah, Dustin, you're right. Like, I have never watched that show.
Oh, Doomsday Preppers. It's insane how some of these people talk.
Can you give us some examples?
Right after this?
Yeah, after this.
Catch Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on The Buzz.
I think a lot of the hysteria is involved in bad facts being passed back and forth.
That doesn't happen anymore.
It does. It's like our text line has just, it's conflicting. Even the fact that you heard that there's, the grocery stores are fine, and I have friends that work there and are like, no, they're not. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the bad facts that are being passed back and forth. And I remember I took a statistics class a couple years ago for a job. And the very first thing that they told you when you step into the statistics class is statistics are BS. Very first thing.
Truth.
Very first thing.
It's a good way to start a class on the subject.
Well, right. Because if you think about it, if they say 9 out of 10 people prefer Scott toilet paper,
right.
Were you asked?
No.
No, you're not getting a good sample. Plus, with this, there's like no way to keep track of what's going on right now. So, I don't know. I think that is what is scaring the hell out of people. And
misinformation and the fear of the unknown. Not knowing what to believe or not knowing what the hell is going on or what's going to happen.
Right.
That's exactly what it is.
I mean, I do appreciate our leaders kind of being like, we don't know either. Because I'd right. rather them be like that and honest with us than mm-hmm. them lead us all into something.
We had the situation handled, and this is what we're going to do, and it's everything's fine, everything's under control. That's not the way I want.
Right. I feel like communities are kind of banding together now, you know, and it feels like the communities are kind of trying to take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. I heard this thing about Spectrum, which I talk a lot of mad stuff about, but will bring these little like discs to students' houses so that they can work from home if they don't have the internet.
Oh, awesome.
I heard something like that. So I don't know if that's 100% true, because again, bad facts are being passed back and forth. But
that'd be awesome.
Right.
For these kids who can't leave their house and still need to get their work done.
Right. But we were talking about just how crazy it is to go to the grocery store. And Dustin, you said all weekend you were watching Doomsday
Preppers. Okay, so this show is all about people preparing for economic collapse, nuclear meltdowns, terrorist attacks, anything you can imagine these people are preparing for.
Chris, are you on the show?
No.
Oh, no.
Have you applied to be on the show?
These people take it to the extreme beyond just being well-prepared.
Got it.
Oh, it's... Here's part of the intro. Just listen to what this guy says. This is when you're getting ready to watch the show. One of the gentlemen says this.
Wrong guy gets here, I'll make human jerky out of him.
That's the intro. Like, you're watching this show, getting ready for it.
You're watching Doomsday Preppers on History Channel or whatever.
Yeah, it's on Netflix right now. And what they do is they go in, they grade these people on how well they're prepared and tell them, you'll live for 4 months after the initial whatever it might be. You'll live 14 months after. I've yet to see anyone get higher than a C, 78 out of 100. And some of these people spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on this prep. I just don't get it. But there was one gentleman who stuck out to me the most. And he talks about this thing called hyper redundancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let him kind of explain exactly what that is.
We emphasize hyper-redundancy, meaning you have plan A, plan B, plan C, and then if it goes on, we have plan D, plan E, F, and it keeps on going. Hyper-redundancy means you always have something to fall back on. If we have one radio, we have two radios. If we have two radios, we have four. Everything has a backup plan, and everything has a backup plan upon a backup plan.
I swear
that's
to
hyper-redundant.
God, if you watch this episode and you take a shot every time this guy says hyper-redundant or hyper-redundancy, hammered. Because it's just his whole life. But my theory with that is, so if I bought two packs of toilet paper, I didn't because, you know, I didn't need two packs. But then I'd have to buy four. But then I'd have to buy eight.
Yes, that's
would
everybody
that
in the area.
Would that ever end?
No.
But I was like, okay, I get that. Have a backup plan upon your backup plan. Tell me if either of you think this is a good backup plan.
The idea of redundancy is so crucial to Johnny's survival plan that he's incorporated it into every aspect of his life.
We're twins.
Yeah, we're twins.
Not identical, fraternal.
I married a twin, so naturally there was hyper-redundancy there.
No! No!
Jordan Silver and Friends on The Buzz.
Dustin, where do these doomsday preppers live?
Some live in, you know, the places you'd expect. Florida because of hurricanes. Places near a volcano. California because of the fault lines. But there's a handful, quite a few, that live in Missouri.
You said somebody had an ammunition factory.
Mm-hmm. In his basement to produce ammunition. He also had an underground bomb shelter in case anything happened. Like, what?
Does this sound fun?
That's what me and my girlfriend were talking about. What? How is that a way to live? Where every year you spend thousands of dollars preparing for the end of the world, constantly in fear that if something hits the fan, S hits the fan, I am prepared for it. Why would you want that?
I just, at this point right now, I see the people that, you know, are on this show just sitting there going like, yeah, I told them. I told them this was going to happen and I'm prepared.
I think it'd be pretty kick-ass to have an underground bunker.
I mean, you probably should have one due to tornadoes, but...
But the thing about this is a lot of them you're watching, they have their kids, and you just sit there, and you know those kids can't go to school on Monday, and they go, what'd you do over the weekend? Well, we tested out our equipment in case the world comes to an end. If my kid one day comes home and says, yeah, Billy said him and his parents ran around with fake guns and shot each other in case people raided their combine.
Right.
Like, you know what? We're not going to hang out with Billy.
It's the people, exactly. It's the people that have, like, really prepped for this that I'm scared of the most. You know, because we've said Bird Box, you know, you go running to people's doors and you're like, oh my God, I need out of here. And they're going to kill you first. Get the hell away from me. That's what it feels like if you go anywhere foreign than a place where you're known.
Right
now.
Yeah.
You know, like, we just had a rule that nobody can come. We can't have any guests in. Nobody can come to the third floor here, which is where all the radio stations are. And I'm wondering, is that because we're on air, they think that we're more valuable? Or we're on air, they think that we're grosser? We're going to be the first people to give this thing out.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com app.
This no sports thing is weird.
Yeah, it's very, very weird. I mean, on top of everything else going on, originally, the NBA said 30 days, no basketball, and then we'll regroup from there. But since the CDC said, hey, it's going to be at least 8 weeks till, you know, 50 or more people are allowed in a space, they're talking mid-June, basketball will come back.
Are there any teams that are so bad that only 50 people will come see them?
I mean, in football, yes. Basketball, maybe.
Wait, football, who?
Oh, yeah, San Diego Chargers.
Oh, okay.
Gross. But the deal with this is you can now create your own basketball inside your house. That's what I've seen a lot of people doing.
Yeah, since you're completely quarantining
yourself. Get the little tiny hoop, create your own league, bet on that, just like this one guy's betting on weather.
Okay.
You can bet on, you know,
Do you have to bet on stuff?
That's what sports people do.
Jeez.
I mean, the over-under on if the LA Chargers are going to have more than 50 fans at a game next season, I mean, I take that bet. You know what I mean?
You are going to be the person that's betting on the weather, too.
Yeah, probably. But if you're absolutely stuck at home and you've got to get your sports fix, we got you covered, Jordan.
What are you about to say? Because I'm a little worried with the way that you've led this already.
I'm giving stuff away.
Okay. Okay.
We,
all right. Okay.
We are giving stuff.
That's much better. I thought you were going to just start your own betting app or something.
I'm not. I don't have the technical abilities to do any of that.
All right. What is going on?
I have the ability to give away an Academy Sports gift card. So that way, you know, if you come get that, you can order it online. You don't have to go to the store and pick it up. You can go to their website, and they have dart boards. They have the mini basketball hoops. They have table talk hockey. You know, I have all kinds of stuff you can bet on at home.
Okay. The little Olympics.
Because
sporting events at home.
The home Olympics. See?
Is it that important that we all need a bet at home?
So, yeah.
Whoa, that was where dagger eyes right there.
Jordan Silver and Friends. On the bus.
I mean, there is a part of me that is a little worried that I have such bad luck. I met this cool new group of people to hang out with here in Kansas City, and I remember texting one of them, "We are going to have the best summer ever." And I feel like I that might
aged.
Have...
Ooh, that aged well, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Who would have thunk it? Who would have thought this is where we'd be?
Definitely not us, like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when we were escorting ourselves into not just a new year, but a new decade.
How can it get any worse than that?
It can't. Come on. No way. So we did what you do as people that are alive now. We tweeted all these really happy things about how we're so excited for 2020 and it's going to be the best year ever. And now we look stupid.
Yeah. Real dumb.
And we've got a list of a couple of these tweets coming up right after Meg Myers.
Hashtag Jordan Silver and Friends on the bus.
Oh, man, we look dumb. Just as a society with this. But who would have known? Who would have known in 2020? In
nobody. 2019,
that 2020 was not going to be our year at all.
Not even close to it. I mean, we missed it by a mile.
Maybe that asteroid will still hit. You know? What's going on? So we're taking a look at tweets from around the world that happened on December 31st, 2019, or January 1st, 2020. Just looking at the positivity, you know, because we all do this at the end of the year. We're like, you know what? Next year's going to be better. Got this.
Our year. We're going to make it our year.
Yeah. I've got a tweet here that says, "It's not just a new year, but a new decade. This will be the best one ever. Be kind to each other, share, and help those in need."
Oh, please don't share. Please don't share.
Can't share. 3 months later, you can't share.
I got one. My New Year's resolution is to reconnect with people, make new friends, and be more social.
Oh, no.
I've got a similar one. Goals for 2020. I'm finally going to deal with my social anxiety and get out of the house more.
I've got something that kind of fits with that, too.
Yeah?
Hashtag 2020 goals. Hashtag confessions of a hoarder. And it says, this year, I'm going to stop being such a hoarder. Hoarding isn't healthy, right? And when am I going to need all of this stuff? Oh, no. You need it, lady.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. It's 2020. Schedule that trip. Buy those plane tickets.
That did not hold water. That did not.
Oh, man. Oh, we're going to make 2020 our bitch. Friendships that hurt you, end them. Toxic relationships, bye. Make new friends. Make this your year. Oh, my God.
I think I retweeted that one. I think that one was me.
I have one that they're saying that they wanted to go on a cruise this year.
Oh.
Not going to happen.
Hope they didn't take it.
This one's weird. It's a throwback Thursday. Who does that? It's Throwback Thursday. It says, here's a picture of me and my trip to China in November eating bat soup at the Hunan Seafood Market.
Well, no.
No.
Follow Jordan Silver on Instagram at J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
Top thing trending on Twitter right now is coronavirus 2.
What? Are we all ready for the sequel already?
That's what people are saying. They're like, why did I just wake up and coronavirus 2 is trending? We haven't even finished one yet, is what some of the tweets are saying. Last week, okay, hold on a second. Last week tonight with John Oliver just uploaded in full on YouTube. So it has something to do with John Oliver. Okay. So it's not, okay.
We're not getting a second virus circling around.
No, it hasn't. But John Oliver's getting a lot of hits right now with this coronavirus 2 thing.
John Oliver, coronavirus 2. Says he did a dance to
that's what's trending? Well, I mean, everybody's sitting at home. And everybody has already consumed as much information and entertainment as humanly possible. Coronavirus, too. Yeah, okay. Thankfully, it's has something to do with him. Whoa, I just saw a picture of somebody that kind of looked like me as a child. It's weird. But they were just very, very stoned, which is also very weird.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
Well, I feel bad for the Irish.
I do, too.
Also, it's called coronavirus, but it's affecting St. Patrick's Day.
It's affecting everything.
If this were, like, maybe affecting us a couple months later.
All right.
Like, into, you know, May 5th. Maybe then it should be called coronavirus. Anyway, these are thoughts that I have while I'm taking a shower or brushing my cat's
hair. Huh?
Yeah, totally. But you know what? It sucks because this is such a time for celebration and stuff, but it's not. It is not.
I love St. Patrick's Day, and it's very, very sad that I don't get to do anything for it.
And there's no parade or anything. Like,
there's nothing. I mean, you can't really go to the bars.
How do you think we celebrate over in Ireland?
What? Chris?
How do you think the people over in Ireland celebrate the St. Patrick's Day parade? John, are you excited for tomorrow?
What? What, Chris?
Jordan, are you excited?
Oh, I understand what you said. I was metaphorically asking you.
Yeah.
What? I did not know you could do an Irish accent.
Yeah, I can.
Jordan, you're pretty good at accents, too.
Yeah, not that good.
Not that good.
Well, you're Lind. A little bit.
I think you could.
Sometimes you got to build up to it.
With the right coaching, with the right situation, I think you could build up to it.
Should we have an accent off, Christopher?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, God, this is going to be bad. You know, just because there's no actual parade doesn't mean that we can't have a parade here and have the Buzz family enjoy what we have for our parade. It sucks. Everything's getting canceled tomorrow, but you know what? Not here. Not here. Somehow, some way here, we're going to use theater of the mind, and we are going to get you through and have a good time tomorrow with St. Patrick's Day Buzz family.
Damn right. We're going to pretend like we are in Ireland.
Parades, drinking, Irish accents. We got it. We'll get this. We'll get through it.
That's it. We're going to have a party here tomorrow, Buzz fam. This is going to be, just because you can't go anywhere and do anything right now, doesn't mean that you can't listen. You can't get the virus from listening to the radio. You could get a virus if you listen online. I'm done for today.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's J-O-R-D-I-N Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.